One will be in the mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Great weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Spring breakers will love that. The pollen count still in the very high range through the end of the week and probably into the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Republican State Senator Jim McClendon announced a new lottery proposal Tuesday. He presented two bills in the Senate. One would repeal the line in the Alabama Constitution that prohibits a lottery. The other would address passing the lottery into law. Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren made a campaign stop in Selma Tuesday. During her visit, Warren talked about the need for federal funding to redevelop public housing, combat voter suppression, and why she wants to abolish the Electoral College. And a recent police checkpoint in Covington County led to the arrests of 37 minors who were in possession of alcohol. Covington County law enforcement say spring break is a busy time and that this should serve as a warning to others. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
money. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The petrochemical storage plant continues to burn after a fire erupted on Sunday.
Newly released search warrants and documents about Michael Cohen.
It's not good news for the president that every single mention of the campaign finance investigation is blacked out.
A federal jury in San Francisco found the weed killer Roundup was a substantial factor in causing a man's cancer.
Who leaked explicit photos that billionaire Jeff Bezos sent his mistress Lauren Sanchez? The National Enquirer paid $200,000 to Sanchez's brother, Michael, who then sold Bezos' secrets.
A Florida prosecutor confirmed New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been offered a plea deal.
The president taking aim at Kellyanne Conway's husband, calling George Conway a total loser. It comes after he questioned the president's mental fitness for office.
The FDA could approve the first postpartum depression drug.
This is just an enormous step forward for women's health.
Here we go. The road to Final Four starts here.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. And since it's the third Wednesday of the month, that means Mayor Todd Strange is in the house. Welcome to the show.
Well, I am delighted to be here. Here goes Joy again. Got any sitting ovations, man? Oh, yeah. I cannot believe
you deserve
it.
Them.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I bet you would much rather.
Any ovation.
Any ovation is a good ovation. Yeah. I bet you'd like to be playing golf right now.
So. Oh, geez, Manosas. It is spectacular out there. But the good news is, I think it's going to stay this way for at least the next 3 or 4 days. So maybe Saturday would be good. I'm not going to be able to do that this weekend. I've got some issues I got to deal with. I don't know about your brother. He's kind of been absent. I asked him the other day. Bert, I played the other day with Bert, who's our number one player, who shot like
Bert
80.
Is outside. Yeah, 80. He and Harrison were just born to.
And said that it's just not on his radar.
Yeah.
It's not on Gritz's radar. So
cooking out is, though.
Yeah, I bet.
He called me. Fresh Market had steaks on sale, and called me up and said, let's get a steak.
Thank you. Well, there was an article in the paper this week that says, it was by a physician, that says, what happens to you when you eat a steak? And I didn't read it, but I'm speculating.
Yeah, I'm not reading that. If an article that says that, or Corona, or wine, or scotch, I'm out. But I'm never going to read those.
I did have hamburgers from Fresh Market last night, though, cooked out on the grill.
They had that meats on sale this time. Yeah. We've got some bone-in ribeyes for $7.99 a pound. That is a bargain. Let's talk about the city. First, talk about revenues.
Revenues are really strong. While a 6.6 increase in February is not necessarily the trend, we did have 6.6 increase, which took us about 3.5 for the entire year, meaning October 1 forward. So, I mean, when we finish this month, we'll be halfway through this fiscal year. So, revenues.
What do you attribute the 6% increase in February?
Well,
everybody buying me a birthday present.
You never know whether the timing is exactly right when they send their receipts in. Mm-hmm. So it probably, frankly, because January, which would have been December, really wasn't as strong as I thought it was going to be. It was only like 2.2 up. So if you take 2.2 and 6.6 and you average it out, it's about 4. And so I really think that it really represents December, because Camellia Bowl and all of the other things that we had going on in December, in January. February is always a dicey month. Now, the revenue from lodging tax is substantially up, 21%. Matter of fact, we just announced we finally got all numbers scrubbed for 2018. We had 400,000 more visitors in 2018 than we did in 2017. We had
400,000
more visitors. Yes.
That is incredible. And you're doing that by room count.
Room count. We had 107,000 more room nights rented in 2018 than we did 2017. Occupancy for the entire city was approaching 70%. I think it was like 67-68%. East Chase in downtown were in that 76-77%. That precipitates, obviously, continuation of new hotels. We had a group come in the other day, really started talking about two additional hotels on top of the other three or four that we already know are in process or under construction. So,
and we're still
number one in lodging in the state.
That is incredible. What do you attribute the, is it the convention business?
EJI and the Peace and Justice Museum, Legacy Museum and Peace and Justice Memorial drives a lot of that. But we had, through Parks and Rec and the Chamber Sports Convention and Visitor, or the sports part of that, have brought in a ton of sports activities, not only in the youth side of the equation, but in the adult side of the equation as well. So a lot of this is continuation of that. We had all the state championships here, boys and girls. Like Wright just finished having the state, I think, All-Star Girls All-Star. We've got like 2,000 youth coming to play softball, and that's just the players. So you add at least one, perhaps two or three. That's going to be a big impact in Montgomery.
2,000 would be
players.
That would be like players. Almost 90 teams.
It's over 100 teams.
That's incredible.
It'll be a busy.
That's going to be Lagoon Park?
Lagoon and perhaps some other places as well. It's in the April time frame, so we ought to have a pretty good April coming
up.
Wow. But the revenues are really, really strong. You, as a fiscal conservative, would be interested to know that when I started, we had about 335, maybe 340 debt. We had $3 million in reserves. I think our long-term debt will show like 265 who show 20, almost 25 million in reserve. I think it's 24 and change. So
and your goal was 35, though, right?
No, not well. The goal was 10%. That was our first goal. Now we've achieved that, so we got to get to 15%, and then we get to 20%. If we had 35 million, you could almost be triple A rated.
Let's talk gas tax.
Gas tax.
What's your satisfaction level on the state and what they did?
Yeah, I'm very bullish, very high for a lot of reasons. First of all, we meet with John Cooper with some regularity and certainly with his staff more frequently, but he will tell you that he has no money for new capacity. All he has, and he doesn't even have enough to maintain the capacity he already has. And so from that standpoint, you're not going to get an I-85, I-65 interchange redone. That's why it takes you 5 years to get a fix at Taylor Road and I-85 and Chantilly and all of those areas. So from that perspective, the fact that we're going to get $150 million to go with $250 million that Senator Shelby's got for us is going to help the port to get wider and deeper, which helps all of us in the state as far north as Huntsville. So we were supportive of that.
Is that, pardon me for interrupting, but is that going to have an effect on Hyundai?
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, we don't
so they're going to take it down by rail and then put it on a ship?
You could, or you just take it by truck. But the biggest issue is a roll, get a roll-on, roll-off vehicle, because we don't ship anything, any vehicle out of the port. We go to New Orleans, and we go to Savannah, so we're gonna, and we got over a million cars within a 3 or 4 hour drive time to the port. But all of the parts that's coming in now, you know, tariffs do play a role in that, and obviously that drives production over here, which we think from a Montgomery standpoint is a pretty good thing.
You like that a lot.
Yeah, pretty good thing. But we understand how it hurts other issues. But, you know, I'm bullish on Montgomery and bullish on Alabama. And it helps all of the car business.
And going back to the gas tax, you added a gas tax on in how?
January, three cents.
3 cents. What kind of revenue is that bringing to you?
About a million a cent. And so what that really is doing is allowing us to put all of gas tax orientation to paving and not have to use some other general funds that would take away from fire, police, and sanitation, and things like that.
So what
we're
going to
get $1.4 million. We're going to get one point at full 10%. 10 cents. We're going to get $1.4 million. The county's going to get about 2.6, 2.8. So it's almost $4 million, call it 3.8, that we're going to be able to get, not only to just pave some connectors and roads in the county and connector roads in the city, but it's more going to give us the capacity to be able to match federal funds.
That's the big ticket.
30% or 20% or even 50% when the big dollars come in. And that gets us out of loop funding. That gets us interchange 85, 80, 65. That gets us Taylor Road and I-85
funding. Wildwood
Drive. Wildwood
Drive
will get done in a different fashion. Matter of fact, through the smart city and the technology, we rode every road in Montgomery that we had by eyeball rated as in need of paving. We got 1,100 miles of roads. We had about 160 miles that needed paving today. Now, we don't have the capacity to pave much more than about 30 or 35 miles. But through this artificial intelligence, through robotics, we were able to rank every one of our streets either a 5 or a 4.9, 4.8, whatever. And we've taken everything that was 3.5 and above, and we've put that into a paving plan that over the next 12 months we'll be able to do. And as a matter of fact, we will be able to get all 150 miles done in 2 or 3 year period of time by now, because we've got this additional funds.
And all the money that's coming in, whether it's the city tax that's on gas or the state your share of the state amount, all of that is going to go to roads.
As a general statement, that is correct, yes. Now, there's some of our monies that might go to public transportation. You cannot use state gas tax money for transportation. Now, I don't know whether we can use ours or not, but we always have about a $3.5 million subsidy that the city has to do. It's a $7 million enterprise, and $1 million comes from revenue, and $6 million's got to be shared by the federal and the local. State money cannot be used. And so it used to be 60-40 federal to state, now it's 60-40 local to federal. And so if we want to expand it in any shape, form, or fashion, buy more buses, do any of the more routes, we're going to have to come up with more money.
In the casino that is on this side of the river, and I believe it's still in city property.
No, it's are you talking about out on the old Dozier property?
Right.
It's in the county.
It's in the county.
It is in the PJ, but it is in the county. We don't get that kind of. Well, they don't pay any revenue, so we wouldn't get that.
It's interesting, this lottery bill that was introduced.
You know, I don't know the senator that introduced it, so, and I haven't really read it, but at the end of the day, you well know it'll be tough sled, because I suspect the Indians aren't, the Poarch Creek Indians aren't for it.
No, actually, they're going to be for it, because they're going to, even though the senator said
Jim
it
McClendon,
wasn't.
Jim McClendon.
We can talk about that
Indian
later.
Indian from Huntsville?
Yeah. If you do lottery, then the Indian Bureau of Affairs will allow them to do Class C gaming at the casino.
Wow.
And I actually had Secretary Hodel, who's a friend of mine, tell me that's what the rule is, and don't let anybody tell you anything different.
Well, I'd always understood that whatever the highest form of gambling was in the state, that they could do on the reservations or on Indian property. It'd be interesting. I personally think that we ought to have a lottery. Many people tell you we already have a lottery. We're just spending the money in Georgia and Mississippi and Tennessee and Florida.
But don't you worry that your sales tax receipts are going to go down because of the lottery?
Wow, they're being spent now. If the same amount of money was spent in the state for lottery that's spent out of state, I don't see how that affects sales tax.
Well, what's going to happen is more people are going to buy lottery tickets.
That's right. But when they go to this place to buy the lottery tickets,
right,
they don't just go to buy a lottery ticket. They're going to buy a Coke. They're going to buy candy.
Well, I'm talking about the money
whatever
that's going to take out of circulation or go into Walmart and things like that. I mean,
it's doing that today.
Not everybody. You're at a tune of $230 million.
I don't worry about that.
Okay, when the receipts go down, you remember our conversation.
Well, remember, we've got some
You ought to talk to Haley Barber, but Haley Barber will open your eyes on gambling.
Well, I'm willing to be instructed on that particular issue.
Let's go to a break. Red Top Bill coming back to you. Mary Todd Strange in the house. Going to be right back.
When you're down, when you're strange, faces come out.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid March 14th through 17th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
For spring cleaning, and you can clean up with fresh deals at Family Dollar. This week, save on spring cleaning items like Dawn dish soap, just 95 cents with your smart coupon. Extra laundry detergent, buy one, get one free. And Pepsi 2 liters, 4 for $5. Sign up for Family Dollar smart coupons. Download our app or visit familydollar.com, where we're bringing fresh deals for spring cleaning.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Question, comments, viewpoint for the mayor are welcome. Let's go to Red Tide. Red Tide's been very patient with me. Red Tide, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show with Mayor Todd Strange.
Hey, guys. How you doing, Mayor?
Well, let me ask you a question, Red Tide. Do you call every day, or do you just call when I'm on?
Oh, no. I call every day.
Oh, good. Thank you. I just didn't...
But I do like to call when you're on. Let me ask you, you know, Montgomery's downtown is just wonderful. To me, it's the most charismatic part of the city. And I'd like to know, A, when does baseball season start? And B, as far as the entertainment district, and I like live music. It seems we have a void of live music in Montgomery where we used to have tons of it all over. Is there any live music venues downtown besides Solitaire?
I've seen some live music in the alley. Obviously, Steve Miller Band's here.
We're not
Thursday
talking
night.
About the concert hall. We're talking about everyday events, local talent and stuff like that. Is there any festivals coming up that are going to be downtown at the amphitheater and stuff like that this summer?
Yes. Matter of fact, in April the 12th, we've got the, it's not probably what you're talking about, but we got the Air Force Academy concert. Chorale band going to be here for a free concert downtown. I know a certain spot on the river Sunday afternoon has really good stuff. I've been there.
Lewis is great. Lewis is great. Always has been.
Have you seen the upscale RV park that he's putting in next door to him? The answer is yes. There's always these venues that are going to be out there for me to tell you chapter and verse. I cannot. But it's all about the millennials now. I don't think you're a millennial. None of us in this room.
Yes, I am.
Are you?
I have been.
Well, yeah. We all have been. But, frankly, that's really what it's all about. I mean, we had Mardi Gras downtown.
But it wasn't Mardi Gras.
Well, it was our version of Mardi Gras. Common Bond. Common Bond has got a one-year anniversary for their brew. They got a situation where they're going to have available. They're going to have bands. You go up on the hill to the new restaurant in the old house where it's got the beer garden. They always having entertainment. I saw Henry Pugh the other night at a place, and a group of us hung out and played everything that Henry Pugh could play, including Nat King Cole and Willie Nelson and Elvis and all those good. So you can find them. The thing that millennials tell me, and I meet with the millennials the first Tuesday of every month for breakfast, they tell me that...
How many people?
About 20.
Really? Where do you meet?
The road.
Is it that invitation only?
you can't come. You're not a millennial. Now,
duh.
We try to keep it to limit to 20, but it comes in and out. But what they tell me is we don't do a good enough job of promoting what we have going on, not just downtown, but all over town in Cloverdale and some of those others.
There's really no promotion of it. No,
well, I'll accept that criticism, but we had a meeting just this week, and we're having another one with them on April the first Tuesday is to talk about with the chamber, with the advertiser, with the TV, how to do a better job of getting in one spot all of these things that are going on, so that one spot you can find out what's going on in Montgomery, not only that week, but the next week and the next week. So I'll accept the criticism that we don't do a good enough job. My question back to them was, is that government's role? Why isn't that the chamber role?
No.
Why didn't
it's not. No, you're not doing a bad job at all. You're doing a great job. And I was just curious what's going on, because I love downtown. Yeah. It's such a beautiful environment.
Biscuits.
If you want some good food, go downtown.
Go back to the biscuits. First of all, we got to get through the Magic City Capital Classic, Alabama-Auburn. That's next week. I can't remember whether it's Wednesday or Thursday. Then following that, the biscuits open the first week in April, but their first home game is April 10. April 10.
That sounds good.
Let me go back to Hold on. If you are going to promote it, it seems that's exactly what the Chamber of Commerce should be doing.
There's a platform that the advertiser is kind of toying around with to be able to be the repository of everything, to take every platform that's out there and be able to collate it into one platform, whether it be digital or even print, to be able to do that. The Chamber will assist that, but there are a lot of venues that the Chamber doesn't even know about.
Go ahead, Richard.
Oh, I was going to say, Mayor, just enjoy yourself. Don't stress yourself out too much in your last year in office, and don't go hungry, all right?
Well, I appreciate that, and as long as you're in Montgomery, you're not going to go hungry.
Ain't no doubt. Thank you, fellas.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it. Let me go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Demo Show. You're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Hey. And, Red Todd, I just want to add to it. I mean, man, it is slacking on the promoting, because, man, there is so much that goes on. Just like in December, Dan, they had high school football teams from all over. I mean, I'm talking about Tennessee, Kentucky, I mean, New Orleans, Texas, and they all stayed in the double, or most of them stayed in the Double Tree, and they played down at Crampton Bowl. Yeah, we didn't know nothing about it, not a thing. It was an invitation-only thing. And you're talking about some good high school football I got to see. It was some of the best. And, I mean, with this smart city stuff you got, man, all you need to do is create an app.
Yep.
If you got it, as soon as you hit the city limits, it pops up, tell you what's going on that day. Or if you ain't in the city limits, you can go into the app and find out what's coming up.
That's my vision.
Simple. I mean, that's nothing.
Randall, that's my vision.
And that thing at the train shed, sir, I mean, I used to think it was needed because of the postcards and stuff, but that's all it's there for. It's really no help, especially on Sundays. A lot of people just shoot down here to go through the new museums and stuff, and they show up, and the first place they want to go to is that, because you don't really have nothing to look it up. But anyway, you need an app, and that'll solve the problem to hook to your smart city.
No question about that. You don't even need a civic center. What you need is a virtual civic center, visitor center, to be able to go to that app and find out what's going on. And just like you said, when you hit the barns of the city, it'll pop up and give you a master list of everything. What the chamber is talking about doing is kind of doing away with the visitor center and do a virtual visitor center.
Absolutely.
Where you could go around the city.
Yeah, and the place up at the size Wet Willie, because she moved, did she move on her own, or because y'all wanted to put that, but is that why she moved? Did she just lose her business because she moved to the wrong spot? Because, I mean, really, you go up that street a little bit and it's dead. You know what I mean? You've got to stay around that little area down there.
That's why we're trying to get the square area around One Court Square and the fountain re-energized with Crest, as well as the one center over there.
Okay.
Yeah, no. When she went into that incubator, she went in knowing that it was a six-month deal. That's just the way it was designed. She stayed an extra 6 months, and then we were going to redevelop that spot into what you see today and what we'll announce here pretty soon is going to be there tomorrow. And so she had to find another spot, and that was the spot that she chose along the way.
Well, I love that you're going to get up around that fountain with them pretty bricks, because that's a waste of money people don't get to see. I mean, you know what I mean? Not a waste of money, but if they got to see it, it wouldn't be. So I'm glad they're getting up that way toward them bricks.
Brother. Absolutely.
All right, man, we'll see.
Thanks.
News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back with Mary Todd Strange right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he and his voters don't get how someone who never got a vote, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, gets to write a report about him. The president says he doesn't know when the Russia election meddling report is coming out, but that he is looking forward to reading it.
Let it come out. Let people see it. That's up to the attorney general. We have a very good attorney general. He's a very highly respected man, and we'll see what happens.
The president speaking as he left the White House for a speech and a fundraiser in Ohio, saying again, there is no collusion with Russia. The head of the European Union says there can be a short delay before Great Britain leaves, but only if lawmakers there agree to approve the existing breakup deal.
It has been voted down twice. There are questions whether there can be another vote. Right now, the deadline is 9 days away, or March 29. UK Prime Minister Theresa May is asking for it to be extended to June 30.
Fox's Greg Palcott in London. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On the first day of spring, with spring officially arriving at 4:58 this afternoon, lots of sunshine today. Should be a good one with a high temperature in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy. We've got the full supermoon tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, more sun. Another nice day. High in the upper 60s to maybe teasing 70. Friday's high around 71. We'll be in the mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Great weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Spring breakers will love that. The pollen count still in the very high range through the end of the week and probably into the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
2729228, that's where we are. Let's talk police.
Yeah.
Give me the numbers, and have we had any more celebratory fire?
You know, I'm sure we have. I am not aware of any biggish issues. It hadn't risen to my level yet. Charlie might know a bit more about it. But anytime you say, look, if you get caught celebratory gunfire, you're going to spend a minimum of 7 days in jail, that'd get my attention. It really would.
I love your line. You're the same as prostitution.
Same as prostitution. It's good enough for prostitution.
It's good enough for celebratory
gunfire. We're at that 475.
I've used that, by the way.
Yeah, we're still at that 475. We got two classes. One just started, and one's graduating here next week. So that'd be another 35 that'll hit the streets. As you know, it'd take several months for them to really get it proficient. Right. But what it does do, though, is put two people in a patrol car. And obviously, in certain areas, that is our desire, that is our goal, and we do that in the higher data-driven areas of town. Crime in January was not as under control as I would have liked for it to be, because all of last year, you know, we were down. February was a lot better than February a year ago, and much better than January. But for the first 2 months of this year, we're still in the red overall. But I was talking to the chief. He's on vacation this week. I was talking to him, and he thinks we'll be back in the green here at the end of in this month or after the month of April. So, again,
474, 475, that's got to be
that's
worrisome.
About where we've been. Well, you know,
as I'm tracking you, you know, we were low 500s,
right.
Then we're down 490s. Yeah. Then we broke into 480, and then boom,
well,
now we're down.
I had this conversation with the chief and the director just last week because it's bothersome to me. But a couple of things has happened. First of all, technology is so much different today, so much better. I keep on calling it Star Wars. Star Watch it takes the place of a lot of police officers. But he outlined the force with 12-hour shifts and the number of people that we have. What is the problem, or a problem, is when we have these big events that come to town and we have to take overtime officers, but Alia and other forces, sheriff, have been very supportive of us to augment our forces.
And you're talking about things like the softball tournament.
Softball tournament, parades, marches, things like that. We were concerned either last week or a couple of weeks ago, they had a poor man's march, and it was also at the exact same time that the Hoover group was going to have a protest down here. So people don't appreciate the fact that any protest that comes
to
the capital city, unless they're physically on the Capitol grounds, we have to deal with it. The sidewalk is the city. The steps are the Capitol
and
grounds.
And the street.
The streets.
Because I remember when the street, those protesters lay down the street.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've got good people that's handled that. That's really the only area. But with 35 more coming out here pretty soon, we'll be fine. We'll build it back up. The next time we have to look at it is when we go to RSA.
Well,
my thought was that, frankly, it would be portable and you wouldn't need to retire and have to go somewhere else. We don't know how that's going to affect us.
Are you reconsidering that?
No, not at all. Not at all. There's too much upside for that over the, you know, when the actuarial folks came back 3 or 4 years ago and said that we'll go from 21-22% of payroll for our future benefit on retirement to almost 50%. I mean, that was enough. Because we only have about 340 or 350 million. And so if you put that into a bigger pie and spread that risk or that payment over a number of people like RSA, it gets infinitesimal. So we're actually going to save a dime or two by going to RSA.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Urbanite. Urbanite, you're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
And how's our favorite mayor doing today?
Well, I tell you what, you couldn't be too bad being out in the weather right now.
I have a comment and three quick questions. The comment is, I wanted to thank you for whatever you did with the Nat King Cole project.
Yeah, right. That was a good one.
And, you didn't do anything on that?
No, I said that was a good one.
Oh, okay. That's
and
then
the
other
one
would be your comments on the airport. Any future development in the hotel realm with a convention-sized hotels?
Yeah,
right. And then on the charter school.
Yeah. All right. Well, first of all, employments were up big time, maybe 12%, something like that. We are working on going to Chicago, going to New York, maybe Newark or something like that. The Washington flight is really a good flight. We'd like to get a flight to Houston. And the Orlando flight is a seasonal kind of deal. It'll pick up here in the
I'm saying that's not very reliable, though.
I've been hearing that.
Because I had friends who got stuck in Orlando, and they had to go through Atlanta.
Yeah. Well,
and they didn't
sometimes they
the
stop in Mobile. If they got a passenger, they'll stop in Mobile. But at the end of the day, with passengers, the reliability gets a lot better. So that's
yeah,
the
that's
airport.
What the whole thing is. They didn't have enough passengers on the aircraft.
So the airport got some good leadership. We do need Bob Hendricks is the former fire chief. He's the acting director, doing a really good job with the nuts and bolts and the day-to-day. He's not into the marketing side of the equation. Tammy Fleming, who's the chairman, is doing a bit of that. But we need to have a for real executive director like a Huntsville kind of person has, and let Bob run the day-to-day operation.
So let me go back. So we have Orlando direct and we have Washington D.C. direct, but the Orlando one only I think flies twice a week or three times a week.
Yes, Thursday, Friday.
But the Washington Sunday. Is greatly used.
The absolutely only issue with the Washington flight is from a military standpoint, they have to go to the lowest cost provider, and there's a computer program that at certain levels you can override, but if you go pop up, it's going to take you through Atlanta because it's a cheaper deal, connecting flights versus the direct flight. And so I was talking to General Cotton the other day about how we might get a waiver of that, because they're not the ones, they've contracted that out to some, you know, booking company system-wide or Air Force-wide or something like that.
So then you get the passenger tax on that, the landing fee.
Oh, yeah, we get all that, yeah. Passenger tax, landing fees, et cetera. So, but that's going well. They're in the high 80s, low 90s.
So we're looking at a Chicago direct?
No, we're trying to get a Chicago direct.
O'Hare to here or Midway?
I don't know. Okay. I can't answer that one.
So, Chicago, what was the other one you mentioned?
New York, Newark, something like that. You know, the top places we go are Washington, New York, Seoul, Korea.
Yeah, I want to see the direct flight.
Yeah, right. Well, today you fly to here. You can go either to Atlanta and get there, or you can go to Dallas and get there, American or Delta or Korean Air along the way. Okay, the other question was...
Charter schools.
What was the second one? Because I wanted to hold that one to last.
Conventions.
Oh, yeah, convention.
Hotel.
Yeah, right. While I have not seen the official documentation, our people have told me that there's a big Holiday Inn with 75,000 square feet of meeting space going up at East Chase, and I've seen the property that's supposedly under contract for that to go. It's not downtown, but that's out east. I can also tell you that the two extended stay hotels that Jerry Kaiser's doing and John Tampa doing will be open sometime early to mid-summer, and that's another 220.
Is that at East Chase or downtown?
No, that's downtown. That's absolutely downtown, right next to the old gas company and the Bishop Parker building. So
okay.
Those two will be open here shortly. The Korean construction company's got the one up on the hill at Cottage Hill.
When is that going to happen?
Well, those plans are in the house. There was an issue on a street closing that's gone back to them. My expectation is that in the next 30 to 60 days, they will start that construction piece. Another developer came to see us a month or two ago, and we're negotiating that particular deal. Would have two more hotels that would be co-located together downtown. So from that standpoint, a lot of hotels. We've got capability for more and bigger conventions because we've got 100,000 square feet in one location. We got another 40,000 in another location. We got another 30,000 in another location. So we don't max out the space. What we max out is walkable hotel rooms from the convention centers.
Where they can go to the convention center and then walk. Just walk there.
Right.
How do most people, I assume they're getting here by car, that are staying.
Just go downtown and count the number of tour buses that are out there today. Now, we did take a step a couple of weeks ago.
That are using hotel rooms or those for schools?
No. We're talking about people that are busing in here in tours to come see the civil rights, civil war, the entirety of the history. Until last week, we would rent the spaces out in front of these hotels with the parking meters. You pay us the parking meter rate and you could keep your bus there. Well, that was the onesie-twosies. Now we're getting the tensies and the 20s, and we made the decision that we're not going to let buses park on the street around the hotels and take up all the parking spots. They can drop off and they can pick up, but they go Biscuits Parking or some other parking that's available in close proximity. God forbid they'd have to walk two blocks, you know, the bus driver. But I had one hotel say, well, we don't even have a shuttle service. I said, well, what are you shuttling? He said, well, the driver. You ever heard of Uber?
Get the rickshaw
guy. Give me a break. But anyway, I think they got the message. We've had to do a ticket or two and capacitate one or two of the buses. But they're tons. I mean, they're like 20 buses at any one time running around downtown. And in certain areas that we don't care whether they park. But I get complaints all the time about no parking downtown, and I go downtown and I see the orange bags in the middle of the day waiting for a bus to get there at 5 o'clock so that they
can you've cut park that out.
There. Exactly. Exactly. They didn't like it, but I ask them, you go find me a city around the southeast that lets buses park outside. All right, charter. Do not confuse the LEED Academy with the conversion charter. Two different groups. LEED Academy got stifled because of a technicality on the authorizing group. It's a state charter commission. Without getting into the legalities, local court said the majority didn't vote rule. State Supreme Court said they did. Charlotte Matters and her team are going to start August of this year. They're going to do lotteries. It's going to be a K through 12 eventually. It's going to be from anywhere in the city. If they don't get enough to do that, they can go outside of the city. That's the only disadvantage that I see. I don't think they're going to even need to go outside the city. I think it's going to get filled up in the high school arena, in the middle school arena. It's going to be STEM-oriented. I think they call it STEAM or something like that. On the conversion, a lot of misinformation, a lot of confusion, and a lot of misconceptions. That's going to take a school in place with the students and with the facility and convert it into a charter under the charter rules. There are it was not voted on by the authorizer, which is the local board, was not voted on. We, the Montgomery Education Foundation, is trying to get that resurrected, and we may have some success. The business community got really upset about it, has been talking to the leadership of the Board of Education, and you may see an opportunity to finish that contract and get that open, not in 2019, but in 2020. The business community would like to see that. So
I have a question.
Yes, Kenny, real quick.
You know, there are charter schools that operated throughout the country for years. If one of them wanted to franchise to Montgomery, would it be possible?
Yes, it would be possible. As a matter of fact, the two groups that we're talking about, LEED, is a group out of Texas that's coming here, and the group on the conversion was out of Tennessee, and that they were coming here. But a lot of the charter school companies around the United States did not want to come to Alabama because they didn't think Alabama was committed to charter schools, and frankly, I'm not sure we are.
Anyway, thanks, Overnight. Somebody just texted me on the Hilltop Hotel.
Yes.
Do you have a feel for when that will open?
No, I do not. I would hope that it would be the spring. It was supposed to be in the spring 2 years ago.
And the issue is making a street one way?
No. The issue is the private developer who we had nothing to do with. We didn't own the property. We didn't sell it to them. We have the obligation to approve the plans. And there was a fire issue. It's going to have 9 stories, and there's going to have a restaurant lounge on the 9th floor. So you got some protection issues you got to deal with. And one of the issues was, how do you access that and closing the street? And so water always gets in. You got to have enough pressure to get up. So some of those more technical safety issues is what got it sent back to them. But that's been about 60 days ago.
NewsHour 93.1, Stephen, hang on for me. We're going to be back with Mayor Todd Strange, final segment, right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? 3 men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
on. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Where's the time go?
It just flies by, doesn't it?
When you're having fun.
Let's go to Stephen. Stephen, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Mayor Todd Strange.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Man, we're just having a ball of our life.
Okay, well, good. I was going to ask you, what are y'all going to do with all the condemned homes and the empty lots that are housing lots that the city of Montgomery owns?
Yeah.
And do you think that maybe if y'all could work with some developers to... for them to build some affordable housing to either sell or either rent,
You're right on target. As a matter of fact, we got 3 right now that we're working with. Sold about 7 last night at the city council meeting. We don't actually own that many. The state owns a lot, and technically they don't own them. They have taken a loan through tax sales and liens. Now, we work with them to try to get them. But if you're interested in that, and we are working with 2 or 3 developers right now for market and below market housing, Claire Watson is, in fact, the person that works that for us. And as I said, she brought 6 or 7 properties last night that we're selling to individuals, a couple of houses to a small developer that wants to put a business in a residence. So if you're interested in that, we do have about 70 properties that came back on the market because about 15 years ago, a group out of Columbus, Georgia was given the opportunity. It was called Five Star by our previous administration. They never performed, and we went to court to get them back, and we've had them back now for about 6 or 8 months, and we're looking not to package them as a whole, but to package them 10 or 12 at a time, and at least one of those packages has been spoken for, and we're working for senior housing there. So there are a lot of opportunities for that senior housing and market housing and lower cost housing. But obviously tax credits are important. Most of these people have gotten their tax credits and, you know, ready to roll.
Okay, well, that'd be great. That'd help revitalize a lot of
Absolutely, no question about that. Chisholm, last night we sold, we reallocated about $500,000 to a area out there that we want to finish to be able to buy and to renovate some houses through Achota group out of Decatur, which has really performed for us. They did all in their place. That was Achota. When we got there, Mobile Achota was doing some work, and they weren't doing it very well, so we had to get rid of them. But call Claire Watson. Just call the main number at City Hall. Ask for Claire Watson, and she'll get back to you. We'd love to talk to you about packaging something up.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.
We had a call. You mentioned earlier the plan generally for the roads, but somebody called about Zelda Road.
Zelda Road, yep. I'll give a plug for Goodman Mills and Kaywood. Goodman Mills and Kaywood has the contract and is in the process of engineering that particular project. It can go relatively fast in that there's only a sliver of right-of-way that has to be acquired and only a minor amount of utility work. That usually takes the time. The acquiring additional property, people very, very think very highly of their property.
Yes.
And if you can't get to a number, it has to go to mediation. If you got to move utilities, it takes you a year to even think about that. But Zelda probably this time next year, or maybe a little later, maybe summertime next year, probably will be in the paving because we're not going to move the margins much at all. It'll be just five lanes, a turning lane in the middle. Zelda is one of those. Where's Ferry is another. That's where we can bring these projects up. You talked about the gas tax. We can bring some of these projects that we would have had to put over two budget years. We can now bring them into one budget year and use. These are state these will be local projects done by the state that we'll be participating with.
So it's going to be a match
situation.
State.
Yeah. I think Zelda's maybe in the $4 to $5 million range. I mean,
how long would it take to do that, being a Zelda Road person?
Once you start, it won't take long. I mean, you could probably put the asphalt down in 90 days.
I thought you had to widen it, though.
Not Zelda, not entirely, but just a little sliver. Some of those curves have to be cut back a bit. That's where there will be a little rights away have to be acquired and a little utility work. So I think summertime next, the asphalt will be going down. But don't hold me to that because I'm not going to be around to be pushing. I will tell you.
You'll be driving under that.
I will tell you that South Court, which has been a nemesis in my side for the last 4 years,
is going
to
get back.
If everything goes as DOT has committed to us, will be let in April. Now, when you let it in April, meaning you get the lowest bid in April, then you got to award the contract, but you got to double check and triple check and so forth. It will be about 3 months after that before anything actually happens with asphalt and things like that.
You know, somebody was asking about bands and things like that. I think it was Red Tide plus Randall.
What kind of bands?
Having groups that play.
Oh, yeah.
River Bend Brewfest is on May the 17th. River Jam Music Festival on May the 18th.
I sure am glad that somebody's listening, like Ken. Thank you, Ken. And he wants to go to another job. Go on, man.
Ken is spectacular.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Also, he said that you do have
Ken Reynolds, by the way.
Ken Reynolds, great.
He works at the Riverfront. You know, unfortunately, many of your listeners may have seen this guy, but probably didn't know him, a guy named Joe Gola. He worked at Riverfront. He worked all the parties and all the events down there. He passed away. His funeral's tomorrow. His daughter's actually a major with us in the police department. So our thoughts and prayers go with that family. But he'll be missed.
They have a website, Fun in Montgomery, that tells you all the events that are going on.
That's one of those.
And this is the seventh year they've done it.
Yeah, that's one of those sites. But what we want to do is marry some other sites that are out there and have one mega site. And I can't think of what they want to call it, but that's the kind of thing. Funny Montgomery does a really good job, but they don't even they tell me that didn't scratch the surface of what's going on, particularly millennials. You know, you're talking about.